I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the sucker. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Yes, yes, we are back with the initial Teamless Tuesday live reactions. Now, I've just opened up the NRL website. Teams have just dropped. Looking at the very first game of the week, it sees the Panthers take on the Knights. Looking at the Panthers side, not much has changed. Jamin Salmon drops out, but was on the extended. And as for the Knights, Heimel Hunt drops out as well, with a couple of changes around there. Braden Musgroves gets another game. The centre pairing of Inari Tuala and Bradman Best. Obviously, young Brody Jones did a fantastic job in that spot last week. I think with the best on ground. But yeah, look, it's good to see they have a proper centre pairing back. But not a whole lot of changes here from this game. Both sides pretty much expected. The Knights still missing a couple of guys who are waiting on the bench with injuries. The next game sees the Titans take on the Rabbitohs, and there looks to be a couple of suspensions here. Josh Mansour obviously out with that hamstring strain. Latrell Mitchell out with that suspension. So that seems a bit of a reshuffle in the back line. We've got Alex Johnson going back to fullback. We've got Dane Gagai going to the wing. Will we see Origin Gagai? We know how devastating he can be on the wing, especially in a Maroons jersey. So as an owner myself, definitely hoping we can see him perform to that level. We've got Stephen Masters and Campbell Graham in the centres, Jackson Paulo on the other wing. Apart from that, not a whole lot of changes. Keon Kulumatungi comes into the side with Jacob Hoste dropping out to the extendeds. The bench names themselves. As for the Titans, Tino Faasau-Malawi drops out with that suspension. I think his time might be coming to a close anyway. He's just not kicking on the way that I wanted him to. I'm sure that you guys wanted him to as well. That sees Moe Fodawaker take over his starting spot. As for the back line, Anthony Don comes in for Philip Sami. But apart from that, that is about it for the changes in that game. Another one of these games that were one of these lineups that were pretty predictable, were just tinkering with suspensions. The Eels take on the Broncos. The big inclusion for the Eels is Dylan Brown coming back from the one-week suspension. Will Smith did a great job last week. They got a really nice win over the Raiders. Ryan Madison is named on the extended bench as well, so this is the first week that we haven't seen him named in the starting side, then drops out. That means Sean Lane and Isaiah Papali'i are the back rowers, so it's going to be interesting to see how Brad Arthur uses Maddo if he is cleared to play. If not, I'm sure they're happy to have him sit on the sideline for another week. Isaiah Papali'i is killing it. I think he's pushing Sean Lane for that starting spot once Madison comes back. As for the Broncos, I think they were really happy with the performance that they put on last week. Richie Kenner drops out of the side, and new signing Danny Levi comes onto the bench. So if you have Jake Turpin in your side, probably going to not see 80 minutes anymore, so that's a bit of a bummer, but maybe his production goes up. But yeah, new signing Danny Levi comes in, and that also means that Richie Kenner drops out of the side as well. The next game is the Sharks and the Bulldogs. I think this produces one of the biggest talking points of the week. Sean Johnson comes back into the side, which is fantastic to see after that Achilles injury last year. Will Chambers, new signing as well. He comes into the team as well. He's on the bench, so interested to see if he gets a run from the extendeds. But Sean Johnson's going to wear the 15 jersey this week. So, yeah, great to see him back from that injury. Obviously, we want to see him playing well. Can definitely be a halves option moving forward. Apart from that, not a whole lot other else has changed. The Bulldogs see Jackson Tapine drop out of the side with some bone bruising. Hopefully he's back in 2 weeks. That's the time frame they've given him. I think he's been really good for Trent Barrett. Just is that young, experienced player off the bench. I'm thinking that they're going to need him to play a little bit while the side is struggling and in this rebuilding process. So I wouldn't be pumping the sell button on him just yet. Let's see what happens when he's brought back from injury. Lachlan Lewis is back on the extended bench with after that head injury. Joe Stimps on the extended bench. Luke Thompson, I'll quickly touch on him. He's been outstanding for them. He's been the real driving force behind this Bulldogs pack and brings a lot of experience. There was a lot of hype about Luke Thompson last year coming over from England. So it's good to see that he's kicking on and being a real focal part of that Bulldogs side. They definitely need him. And as for Supercoach, I think he's genuinely a really good option to look at. Price in the mid-400s has been averaging 60, mostly in base, so definitely one to look at. And Jack Hetherington, as we know, also is out for 5 weeks with that head high tackle on Valentine Holmes. The next game sees the Cowboys and the Raiders. A lot of reshuffling here for the Raiders. The Cowboys have nothing going on for them. They've named the same side as last week, obviously improving week on week, so I don't see any big reason as to why we pull players out of there. Ben Condon, popular cheapie, holds his back row spot. Mitch Dunn on the bench. Corey Jens on the bench. So I think it's going to be a good rotational piece for them. So, yeah, don't see any reason as to why Todd Payton would be changing the side. As for the Raiders, good news today with Charles Cluckstar not needing surgery, so he'll be back sooner than expected. Caleb Akins holds that fullback spot. But in terms of ins and outs, there is a few big ins and a few big outs. With the outs, we've got Bailey Simonson out with a concussion, Josh Hodgson out as well. And the ins see Corey Hadawira-Naira, Corey Horsburgh, and Ryan James all make their way back into the side. So definitely getting some troops back. Josh Papali'i is on the pine, but we know Ricky Stewart likes to play around with his forwards. That means Joe Tarpany and Soliola, they dropped to the reserves. So Ryan James is back into the squad, as we touched on. Interesting to see how all these minutes are going to get spread. We've got Ryan James and Emre Guler starting with Tom Starling. Ricky Stewart's revved up his players a lot. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see from a Supercoach perspective as to what happens with these Raiders pack. As we touched on all preseason, there's many mouths to feed, and they've all come back into the fold now with Hadawira-Naira and Horsburgh. So Hudson Young holds his starting spot, but as we touched on in the preseason, it's going to be very interesting to see what Ricky Stewart does with this loaded pack. The Tigers take on the Seagulls at Bankwest Stadium. Ins and outs, there isn't a whole lot to talk about. The bench stays the same. Moses Mbai is that 14 role, so Jacob Little stays on the extended reserves, and that means that Jake Simkin is starting in the 9 again. Obviously a good performance from him last week in terms of Supercoach, so hopefully he can kick on again, make some owners some good cash, and he'll be definitely a great option to buy next week. The big outs for the Tigers are Asu Kapala with obviously that knee injury that he suffered that looked really, really grim last week, so that sees Michael Cheekham move into the centres. I haven't even looked at Cheekham, to be honest, in Supercoach. I think he's around the mid-200s, so if he performs okay in the centres, then we can definitely look at him. I think the one to look at from this Tigers side is David Nofaluma with the run they've got coming up and the fact that he plays the first week of Origin. As for Manly, Tom Trbojevic gets through his first game back unscathed and is named in the fullback spot. But they named themselves after a very, very dominant display last week against the Titans. There has been no changes made from Des Hasler. The marquee game of the week, Anzac Day, it's obviously the Roosters taking on the Dragons. The big in for the Roosters is Sam Verrills. They've been crying out for this bloke to come back, I think. I think he's been brought back a week early. I don't really think Trent Robinson has a choice, to be honest. Ben Marcy on the bench, but Freddie Lussick just hasn't really been lighting the world on fire in that role, so no surprise to see him drop out. As for the halves, Drew Hutchison, Sam Walker, look, they've been going a little bit stagnant. That's really halted Tedesco. Backing him for a big game on Anzac Day, hopefully. As for the Dragons, their star man Ben Hunt is named on the extended, so it's going to be interesting to see if Anthony Griffin uses him or they're happy to wait another week with the injury and just ease him back into the workload. And the last game of the week probably sees the biggest talking point of the week, and it's Ryan Papenhuyzen from the Melbourne Storm has not been named with that, obviously, AC joint in his shoulder. He was touch and go all week from all reports, needing an injection to play through the pain last week. So I think it's the smart move from the Storm here. It's terrible for Supercoach owners, but from the Storm's perspective, you don't want to risk the best player on your side this year. Nicho Hynes is a fantastic replacement as well, but they get Dale Finney came back. So yeah, he's going to provide a fair bit of spark back into the side. I'm not too sure where this sort of sees Christian Welch. This was always the problem that Welch faced when they get the troops back. So Finney Kane's back, Grant's back. That means Brandon Smith's going to play a bit more minutes in the middle. Finney Kane's probably going to play a little bit more minutes in the middle. Tui Kamikamika as well. Nelson Asfa-Solomona. So the minutes are getting smaller and smaller. If you're a Welch owner, give him another week, see how he goes with this new rotation. But after that, probably look to move him on. As for the Warriors, there's a couple of shakeups in the back line. Peter Hicko's out with the injury, unfortunately, as for Adam Pompey as well. So Marcel Montoya and Jack Murchie pair each other in the centres. Ken Mamalo, David Fusatua. One man that I wanted to touch on was Josh Curran. I wasn't too keen on this, thinking Eli Katoa would just have a week or two in reserve grade, but it looks like he's down there for a little bit. So if Josh Curran can really make do with his spot, hold it. He put out 71 pretty much all in base, I think, from memory on the weekend, so definitely a great option at 200 and something K. He's very, very cheap, going to be another good cash cow. Ben Murdoch-Mosilla gets the start in the second row. Tohu Harris moves back to 13. Kane Evans comes on to start with Jermaine Tenua-Brown. That means Jazz Tavunga, Bunty Afoa, Leeson Armeo, and Bailey Sirenin are all on the bench. And this is why I want to give Josh Curran one more week. Obviously, Bailey Sirenin on the bench could take some time away from him in the back row. We get another week before the price rise happens anyway, so we get a good look at him, same as a couple of other, these other cheapies. Two guys I want to touch on quickly that are on the extended, so I don't think you're going to see much game time, Rocco Berry and Reece Walsh. You guys know Reece Walsh is the highly touted prospect from the Broncos that has just recently signed to the Warriors, and Rocco Berry is someone that I had penciled in to play a little bit of football this year with the news that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck was out, but he's going strength to strength. So if those two boys get a start, definitely put them on the watch list for next year. But for now, guys, that's everything. That's the initial Teamless Tuesday thoughts. Couple of shakeups. I'm going to need 5 or 6 trades to repair my team. Hopefully, you guys are in the same boat. That means I'm not going to lose too much ground. But injury chaos as we move into the crucial weeks for Origin planning. We're going to have Joe back on the podcast tomorrow as well. Obviously, provides some great insight last week for you guys and enjoyed the longer podcast as well. But for now, guys, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
That's all, folks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.